people, welcome to Have Guitar Will Travel, presented by Vintage Guitar Magazine, with your host, me, James Patrick Regan, otherwise known as Jimmy from the Deadlies. And today I'm speaking with guitarist John Pita from the band City of the Sun. In our conversation, John talks about growing up in Ecuador and moving to the U.S. when he was 14. And John gives us his musical history, taking up guitar while living on Long Island, New York, and eventually busking in Washington Square Park near the New School, playing Latin-style music in the vein of Al Di Meola and Paco de Lucia. John takes us through the music that City of the Sun makes, and their new album, Under the Moon, and their tour schedule, and he talks about traveling internationally as a musician. John describes his gear, Siegel acoustics, and Godin electrics for guitars, and a Roland JC40 for an amp, and a Roland Street Cube for busking, and he takes us through his pedals. To find out more about John and City of the Sun, you can go to their website, wearecityofthesun.com. That's wearecityofthesun.com. Please subscribe, like, comment, share, and most of all, review this podcast. I'd really appreciate it. And please support Vintage Guitar Magazine and all the wonderful things they do for us guitar players, because they do so many wonderful things for us guitar players. And hey, if you want to support the show, I have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/haveguitarwilltravelpodcast. Here's my buddy, John.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, John?
Good.
Are you in Brooklyn right now?
Oh, no, I'm actually in Orlando right now visiting my parents.
Oh, right on. And you're originally from Ecuador?
Yeah, I'm originally from Ecuador. Grew up there. Born in the U.S., grew up there, but then moved to New York at 14.
Oh, okay. Where were you born? Here?
I was born in L.A.
Okay. Oh, so you've been everywhere.
I've been everywhere, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And when did you start studying guitar?
So I started playing a little later. I was in high school. Uh-huh. And I was getting really into bands. Initially, I was like into bands when, like, you know, the whole, you know, like pop punk emo stuff was around.
Like, and I was going to what kind of bands are those?
Or like Taking Back Sunday, okay. Brand New, really into that, and The Used. And I was going to a lot of shows with friends.
Okay.
And then eventually, one of my friends who was kind of like a skater kind of kid, friends with all those kids, he was like, but actually, I listen to music that my dad listens to. And he like showed me Zeppelin and Pink Floyd. And
sure, sure.
That's when I was like, oh, this is like, I like this better. Like, yeah, I want to learn music. So, yeah.
And was your dad musical? Did he, I mean, he listened to records, but did he play?
So, well, I'm talking about my friend's dad. Yeah, my dad, he liked music, but he didn't play anything.
Okay, no. All right. So when did you first get a guitar?
I got a guitar for my 16th birthday or 15th, but I didn't play it until 17.
Okay.
It was sitting there, you know, usually you have it sit there for a while.
Yeah. You got to get to know it eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is in New York?
This is in Long Island, New York, yeah.
Long Island, New York. And did mm-hmm. your parents get you guitar lessons or?
So no, I actually learned through friends. Okay. They like taught me a few chords and then I, you know, once you do that, then you go to YouTube and learn a song, stuff like that.
Sure, yeah. And did you ever did you consider going to the New School or anything like that?
I was never really good at school.
Okay.
So what I did instead, I actually used to busk a lot.
Sure, yeah.
In Washington Square Park, which is around the New School.
Yeah.
It's closed there, so I used to do that.
Yeah, you were New School adjacent.
That was my school, yeah, exactly.
So you're busking. What are you playing when you're busking?
So I got really into... When I learned the guitar, and I had moved to Orlando for a while, where I am right now. Uh-huh. You know, two years with my parents because they moved out here, uh-huh. And then I moved back to New York, and then like you know to the city.
Yeah.
And then I got turned into you know the Al Di Meola, Paco de Lucia, and Joe McLaughlin.
Yeah.
Friday Night in San Francisco.
Yep.
So I got really into that, and I started busking and trying to like imitate what they did, which was like Latin Spanish fusion guitar or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had a friend that I used to busk with, and I started to get a lot of like interest just from, you know, being able to like, I was, you know, I'm not trained. Those guys are like trained, but I was able to like, kind of like, you know, express something in that way. Yes.
Yeah. And were you using your fingernails to do this or a pick?
So I was using a pick.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, what I do now is I have the fingernails and I do the picking.
Hybrid picking.
Yeah. And then I also do finger picking with a thumb pick as well. In some songs, yeah.
Wow.
And with the nails, yeah.
Yeah. And who, I mean, you mentioned the emo stuff and the your dad's records, and then you also mentioned Al Di Meola and Paco de Lucia. For City of the Sun, are those your guys, really? Like your influences?
So especially in the early days, mm-hmm. it was kind of like the Paco de Lucia, Al Di Meola stuff.
Yeah.
Like if you find some old City of the Sun stuff, it's like really a lot of shredding and a lot of like, also, obviously those guys are a lot more, you know, they're trained.
Yeah.
But so like we were trying to do our own version of that.
Yeah.
But when I learned music, when I learned guitar, initially I wanted to be in a rock and roll band like Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
And like more like progressive rock, more like concept albums and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think when I got into busking and I got into like John McLaughlin, Al Di Meola, I was like, okay, this stuff is like very intimate. There's something intimate to this.
Yeah.
So somewhere along the way, I started doing more acoustic stuff.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, I also down the line, I got a lot of into like composers that were playing really beautiful, happy music.
Yeah.
And I started playing that type of like, if you listen to the early records, there were a lot of acoustic, a lot of soundscapes.
Yes.
But then later on, full circle now for the last album, I started to want to do what I wanted to do originally, which was to play rock, a little bit more rock music with acoustic concepts and stuff like that. But a little bit more like there's a little bit more Americana in there, you know?
Sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, so you're originally, you spent 14 years in Ecuador. Does that play a role in the music that you're making?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Latin element is there, and kind of you can't kind of like avoid it. You can't avoid this. It's there. Like I kind of like come out in that way, you know?
Yeah. And how old were you when you started busking in Washington Square?
21.
21? And how rough is Washington Square for busking?
So it's funny because there was that era in New York City in 2009 all the way to basically COVID.
Yep.
All to 2019, really.
Yep.
Where it was like, for me, you know, it felt like it was safe. New York City, because it was the era after like they cleaned it up and it was like at its high. There was cops everywhere.
Yeah.
And like, so I never had any issues. The only issues I ever had was whenever the cops did see me, if they wanted to, sometimes they ignore it, but if they're like, okay, I can't ignore it today, you can busk with an amplifier. Uh-huh. So it'll kick me out.
Oh, wow. And do you have to apply for a permit there to busk?
You do, but I never did. Yeah, I never did.
Very resourceful.
Yeah, never did.
You would never go back there at this point, would you?
Busking?
Yeah.
Honestly, if they would let me busk, I would busk, because there's something, not for like the busking money portion of it, but for, I think today with social media and with like the way that videos and like media gets spread, I think it will be really good for, you know, growth, even like just making content like that, you know?
Yep. Yeah, of course. Did you ever get roughed up by anybody?
I got roughed up by a cop once.
By a cop?
Yeah, but that was pretty bad. It was like, I mean, he didn't rough me out pretty bad, but it was kind of like scary a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a gun.
Yeah. That was before the gun thing. I would have really been scared if I knew that. You know, how about the whole like gun violence thing?
Yeah. Your parents are in Orlando right now. Do you ever do anything for Disney, like the, you know, Disney World or Universal or anything? No.
No, nothing like that. Yeah.
And so you guys are going to tour, or are touring?
So we are touring now. Like we're in a break. I'm about to go to Mexico.
Okay. Wow.
To play a festival called Viva El Gonzo.
Uh-huh. And is it just you and Zach, or is it how many people are in the band?
No, there's four of us.
Oh, there's four of you.
Yeah.
Who all is in the band?
So it's me, Zach is a drummer, and then we have a bass player named Matt, uh-huh. and then we have I have another guitarist named Marco.
Okay. And where'd you get Marco and the bass player?
So I met the bass player, funny enough, I met him in Brooklyn when he was busking himself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, years ago. And then I met Marco through like a website. I was looking for a guitarist, and I found him in a website that someone told me about called Gig Salad.
Oh, yeah. I know Gig Salad. Of course.
I never went in it besides that, and he was the first person I like reached out to.
Yeah, right on. Right on.
Yeah.
And so who books you for the shows in Mexico?
So we were working with this agency called the Team, and then we are working with them, and then we are working with this other agency for Europe. But for this is the Team.
Okay, all right. You've experienced New York, so what's it like going to Mexico and playing? I mean, how is it navigating? You know, what's going on down there?
So we played Mexico in the sense of, like, we play a lot of private events that we've been hired for.
Yeah.
But this is going to be like a festival. It's like a big festival with this band called Goose. Okay. And some other, My Morning Jacket, Corey Wong. Yeah.
Oh, so that's going to be really,
wow. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, yeah, of course. But traveling to Mexico and stuff, do you worry about your gear and just safety in general?
Not where we're going, because I know where we're going.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
We're going to, like, the area where there's a lot of, like, tourists and a lot of, like, it's very controlled, and it's a part of Mexico that is so far away, removed from everything else, that it's kind of nobody goes there for anything, you know, other than to, like, surf or something.
Yeah, what part of Mexico is it?
Cabo, San Lucas.
Oh, Cabo. Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that in Ecuador, are there a lot of people named John?
No.
Just you.
Not a lot. Yeah.
Is your last name pronounced Pita or Pita?
Pita.
Pita. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what kind of guitars are you playing?
So, I play acoustic guitar, Seagull guitar.
Okay.
It's by Gauden, is the parent company.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
From Montreal, yeah. So, I've been playing the Seagulls for, I don't know, since I started basically busking. It was like the first electric acoustic guitar that I found that sounded like I liked the sound.
Sure, yeah.
And I still play them, and then I became friends with Simon Gauden, which is he's now the president.
Yeah.
And then he's basically been since 2017 or something, he's been sponsoring me. So he's always very, very kind to, like, you know, provide me with new guitars when I need them.
Yeah.
And then he gave me like this, I think it's Stadium Pro is what they call it. It's kind of like a sort of like a hybrid between a Telecaster and a Strat on electric.
Yep.
So I play that.
Yep. The other guitar player, what's he playing?
He plays like a vintage Jaguar.
Okay.
Fender.
Yeah. And what about for amps?
So I play, so I'm actually, it's funny because what I've been using now is a Jazz Chorus.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course. JC, what, 120 or?
30.
30.
40. 40, JC 40.
Okay.
Yeah, I like those better than the big ones are too clean for me.
Yeah, and they're a little heavy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And back when you were busking, and you said you're amplified, what were you using for amplification there?
I was using a Roland Street Cube.
Okay. All
right. Honestly, I still use sometimes as a dual with a DI for the acoustics sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got a really nice sound.
And is it battery powered?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very nice. Very nice. How long does that battery last?
They say 6 hours, but if you really crank it up, like we used to crank it up in the street, 3 hours probably.
Yeah, right. And what about effects? Are you using effects pedals?
Yeah.
What are you using there?
I'm using this Strymon Big Sky.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'm using a Delay Boss DD7.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm using, or is it DDA now? I think it might be DDA. And then I'm using a Puck. You know the Pucks?
Yeah, of course I know the Pucks.
Line 6?
No,
the Puck, you know. What is it? Boss.
Oh, Boss. I think it is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. And that your Seagulls, are they nylon string or steel string?
They're steel.
Yeah, okay. And when you were busking, was it a nylon string guitar or was it a steel string?
So I used a steel string, and then the guy I was used to play with was a nylon string.
Okay.
Also Gordon.
Yeah, yeah. And so obviously you've toured Europe and you're going to Mexico and the United States and Canada, everything. Where else have you guys played?
Well, we play all over Europe, Western Europe, Eastern Europe, like Greece and stuff like that. We played Canada, U.S. I played events in New Zealand at some point. Yeah.
What part of Eastern Europe?
We played, you know, Greece. We play Poland. We play, you know, we play even Romania.
Oh, wow.
Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Yeah, I play Hungary. I play everywhere.
Yeah. And never fear for your safety or anything like that in any of those countries? Nah.
No.
Nah. All right. It's good to be young. And so the new album is Under the Moon?
Yeah.
Yeah. And is it out already or is it coming out?
It's coming out on Friday.
Oh, right on. Right on. Yeah. What's the date of the Mexico dates?
Mexico is May 7th.
Yeah. So right around the corner. And then you start playing in the U.S. again?
Yeah, and then we play in, we're going to play Mexico City on the 10th.
Okay.
And then we're playing Columbus, Ohio. Uh-huh. we're playing some shows over there, you know.
And when you guys play U.S., or is it with another band or is it just you guys?
When we're playing the U.S., this is us headlining.
Oh, yeah, right on. And what kind of cap, what's the cap that you're usually playing to?
Depending on where we are. Uh-huh. This caps are like 300, something like that, 400.
That's decent.
Depending on where we are.
That's great. It's tough getting 300 people to go and come out, you know.
It depends usually for us where when we go to like certain like major cities, we do well.
Yeah, yeah. What about Ferndale, Michigan?
We've never been there, so we'll see.
Right on. Well, it's been wonderful talking to you. Yeah, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, John. And I hope I'm out here in California near San Francisco. So if you ever make it out this way, I hope I get an opportunity to shake your hand in person. Yeah. Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.
See you.
Thanks for listening to Have Guitar Will Travel. You can catch up on all the things I'm doing at thedeadlies.com. And I'm on all the social media platforms as well. And please support Vintage Guitar and all the wonderful things they do, because they do many, many wonderful things for us guitar players. Thanks. Please subscribe. Please tell a friend. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.